Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Two people from Superbad are trending today. Jonah Hill is not in talks for the Batman role anymore after a salary deal could not be reached. That's too bad. I was excited to see him play a villain.
You know what I like about that, though?
What?
He's like, no, if you're not going to pay me this,
right.
I'm not interested.
Totally.
That means he's up to that next level where he's only taking roles that he really wants. He's a dangerous actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good in...
Moneyball.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, he was good in Moneyball.
Yeah.
Good point. But also the one with Leonardo DiCaprio, the stock exchange one.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. He was deadly in that.
McLovin is also trending today. There's a...
What year is it?
Okay, so police in Iowa arrested a guy. His name's Daniel Burleson after they spotted him with a vodka drink in his hand. Underage, 20 years old. And they're like, show us your ID. And he's fumbling through his wallet and pulls out a fake Hawaii ID with the name McLovin and the same date of birth as the fake ID from Superbad. Seth Rogen saw this story yesterday and he just tweeted it saying, I have done my part.
Don't you find it odd in the States that like people can go to war? Like that guy could have went to war for 2 years, still not allowed to have a beer.
It's so weird, considering how I was drinking 10 years before that. Just kidding.
That's what's trending this hour.
The return of Terror Tales, my favorite segment around Halloween. We do this every single morning. You submit a scary ghost story or just spooky thing that happened to you, and we will tell the story on air.
Yep, so get at us, 780-784-7107 if you have one for us.
You can always email us as well, sign into our DMs on Instagram, whatever it takes.
Let's play that super creepy music, or intro, I mean.
And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales! On Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
All right, listener submitted. Listener on the phone right now, one of our favorites, Eric. Fire away, what's your terror tale?
I was listening to a true crime podcast, and this happened in New York State. And about 100 women reported a slimy substance along like their floor from their kitchen to their bedroom. And they went from underneath, from inside their bedroom to underneath the bed.
Okay.
And they finally caught the person or thing that was doing this. And it ended up being a man breaking into about 100 women's houses, shedding his clothes, covering himself in Vaseline, and then slugging along the floor to their bedrooms, and then going underneath the bed, and then jerking off, and then leaving.
Whoa. Man, I didn't know there was somebody in New York doing that, too. That's intense, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty mess. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate it.
Ryder.
What?
You are not a Vaseline bandit.
No, I'm not. We looked this up online, though, and yeah, Eric's right. This is a true story.
It is. And like several other criminals are using Vaseline when they break into people's places. They use it to cover the peepholes so people can't see through.
The only thing I'd use it for is if there was a very small door that I had to get through.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
A family in Iowa had their basement flood. And you know when that happens, it's just such an inconvenience, right? It's unfortunate.
A lot of people this time of year, too. Make sure you're closing those taps.
But this is even worse. This family's basement flooded with animal blood due to a plumbing problem at the slaughterhouse next door.
I thought you were going to say, like, due to their goth teenage son.
Well, tis the sizz. Right. You never know. A tech firm is looking for someone's face to put on their robots to assist the elderly. This is 5 years in the making, and they will be readily available to the public. This is smart, kind of creepy. And at first I was like, I don't know if I would do this. And then it says they're going to pay you $130,000. Do you have to be attractive? Because I'd be really upset if they're like, nah, we're good, next.
Apparently welcoming. is the face that they're looking for. You have to be welcoming.
Kind.
I don't know what that means.
So it probably shouldn't be the person that I saw on the internet that accidentally ate a meth sandwich.
I doubt that they'll win. And I wouldn't want to know where that money went if they did.
Last story that I found on the internet so far this morning. Yeah, riveting stuff. A 24-year-old camera model and adult film actress Amber Alina has increased her B cup breasts to an N cup. It was $25,000. Googling, what? Can you show me size N breasts?
Holy moly!
It's like not the best thing to be Googling at work, but we found her. What would you compare those to? Two beach balls?
Exactly.
What? I don't think that looks good. How can you walk around thinking that that looks good?
Yeah.
Ryder.
You can say that again.
Ryder's following her on Instagram.
You know what I just feel bad for in this situation more than anything?
Let's say it at the same time. One, two, three.
No, it's not going to be the same thing.
It is.
You go first.
Her back.
No, the buttons on her button-up shirts. Those things are stressed right now.
Ryan just texted in again. Holy cow, you're airing my story? Yes. What do you expect? I guess people might think that this is just private text conversations, but no, you're never safe with us.
Ryan's in a bit of a predicament. He's got a big day coming up.
He wrote in saying, it's my 3-month anniversary with the girl of my dreams. My plan is to take her to dinner. And while there, I want my friend to place flowers all over the house for when we get back. I just can't afford both. What can I do? And I think I have a genius plan.
Dress the friend up as a flower and just get them to stand in the room. Is that your suggestion?
Get them to narrate you. No, I said grab some bags of those fake rose petals and throw those around instead. And then you only have to purchase one real bouquet of roses for the table. It's frugal and it's still adorable.
Yeah, it's true.
And then you can like sweep really them up smart. And use them again for your 4-month anniversary.
This is why girls need to plan to be the romantic ones.
Like plan out what the guys should do for them. Like, listen, month I want this.
Yeah. And I know girls love romantic stuff, but they're just so much better at coming up with it like you just did. So why don't girls do the romantic stuff for guys?
I think we should all share the most romantic thing someone's done for us. And then people listening can just steal that idea. Like write it down in the notes section of your phone. A lot of people get stressed out when their anniversary is coming up. They're like, I just don't know what to do.
All right. So what's the most romantic thing someone's done for you? 780-784-7107.
Uh-huh.
Well, get a little collection going over the next 15 minutes or so and share those with each other. Kate, like, think about it, though. Like, I'm even talking engagements,
yeah,
proposals.
Anything.
Specifically. If the girls were the ones that planned it, it would have been so much better. And all they want is that picture on their Instagram anyway,
mm-hmm,
right?
Some guys are very romantic, too, though.
Name one. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott, but that's money. Like, he's not the one that's going to Kylie's house and putting roses in every single room.
He's not romantic. He's filthy rich.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
I went over to my boyfriend's house at the time, and he lived out in Spruce Grove on an acreage. And he cooked dinner, which was, like, weird because he never cooks dinner. So we had a really nice dinner, and then he said, I got a surprise planned for you. I'm like, okay, that's strange. So gets me a glass of wine, gets me a blanket, and then we go outside, and he sits me on a chair in his backyard, and then he kind of, like, disappeared. So at this point, Spruce Grove, it's dark outside. I'm a little bit scared, confused, and worried.
Okay, let me guess what happens next. He walks out of the bush totally naked.
No, but I would have liked that, too.
Okay.
So about 5 minutes later, I see all of these fireworks going off at the corner of his backyard, and he's there, like, lighting them. So I had a private fireworks show to myself, and it was the cutest thing I've ever experienced.
The thing I like about this story is he's also getting enjoyment, because what's better for a guy than fireworks?
Oh, yeah, he had a good time for sure.
His next romantic idea for you is going to revolve around a monster truck.
Just a heads up, a lot of people suggesting on the text line that you want to get your roses from Costco.
That's super cheap.
That's your best deal.
Just make sure you take off the tag. It just feels a little less romantic.
Costco.
I got my flowers for you, Costco. I don't know. Okay, you ready for mine?
Yeah, actually,
most
I am.
Most romantic thing I've ever done? Okay, so I rented a movie and had it ready to go. Then I ordered some pizza.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Was she pumped?
Yeah. That was it. That was the
I was ready for you to be like, I was alone. It was romantic for me. I lit a couple candles. It's fine. Tara wrote in saying, a boyfriend in high school made me a cassette tape of him singing covers of all of my favorite songs. And I said, this is so cute. Was he a good singer, like an up-and-coming artist? She's like, absolutely not. Awful singer. Well, I never listened to the whole tape. But that's the thought that counts. You make that thing.
The most romantic part about it is he's committing to that relationship. Because you never want that to be in the hands of your ex. Is that tape of you singing romantic songs. Hey, Power 107, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, girl. What's your name?
Well, I'd prefer to remain anonymous.
That's okay.
No problem.
No problem at all.
So my sister-in-law just recently got married, and her in-laws are, you know, a little out there.
Mm-hmm. They're in-laws,
so
yeah.
Yep.
Her husband decided to surprise her with suggesting that they go to couples therapy in order to deal with her mom, with his mom.
And like that in her mind was so romantic, hey?
So romantic. She's like, he really wants to work on this.
Yeah that's pretty sexy.
They are.
That's
so
sexy.
Like, she texted me and was like, oh my God, you'd never guess what he did. And like, super pumped.
You know what the crazy twist on that story was? When they both showed up to therapy, she walked in first and then he took off.
And the mom was there.
Yeah, the mom was there.
Her and the mom.
Yeah, you guys hash this out. I'll be having a beer at the pub down the street.
Thank you for the call, Anonymous. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Good brainstorming session.
Yeah, I love it.
It was the Edmonton Comedy Fest kickoff last night, the media challenge. I did this thing last year. I told you it's stressful.
It is so stressful. I haven't slept in a month. I haven't cleaned my room in a month. I haven't showered. Today's the day I can finally live my best life. It's over.
Yeah, it's odd to get up in front of that many people and like they expect you to be funny. I was saying to a friend last night, who's like, how do you guys get nervous about this? You talk on the radio all the time. And I was like, well, we talk in a room to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always of the opinion of that I'm killing it in here.
I'm always of the opinion that, like, I can't hear people not laughing. So
exactly.
it doesn't matter.
Well, right. Like, you're like, oh, they must be laughing. We don't know.
No, we don't know. So
completely oblivious.
Who cares? Out of sight, out of mind.
So, yeah, when you actually get up in front of people and you can hear if they laugh or not, it's pretty intimidating. Anyway, it was an amazing show all around. We had a very good time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we finished like third and fourth.
By 1 point.
You third, me fourth.
Yeah.
Just want to give you credit where credit's due. You smashed it. So we have a couple of the clips from our show last night, starting with yours as you discuss your fascination with shrimp.
Yeah, just don't invite me out to anything because unless your party has a shrimp ring, then I'm game. Like, I love shrimp. I eat it so much, I don't eat it when I drive. Like, you know how you have your friends and they're like, yeah, road trip, let's get some Red Bull and some Miss Vicky's. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy a couple drinks for the road.
I love shrimp. Thawing out a couple rings for the road.
Yeah, great line. Mine was about circumcision.
Which is a thing.
Yeah, adult circumcision specifically.
Which a lot of people didn't think exists, but it does.
It does, yeah. I haven't had it. Both of my brothers have had to have the operation. So I tied just into that. And I was talking about how there is a negative outlook on non-circumcised ones. Here's part of it.
Foreskin gets a ton of hate in 2019. It's like, oh, gross, you're natural. You didn't have invasive surgery when you were a child that mentally messed with you for your whole life? Gross. It's actually gotten so bad that I decided to start a walk to end foreskin hate.
It's going to be a good time. It's called Natural Wrong Walk. Our mascot is just a big calamari. Everybody has to wear turtlenecks.
Wow, so, do you hear that laughter, though? That's like a... It sounds like you're on the set of The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I feel like I should have got third. It's time for Verbal Diaries, where we get into our deepest and darkest thoughts.
2 weeks away till Halloween, so it's official. We are allowed, as adults, to go to the store specifically for Halloween candy. Not for the kids, but like our personal stash. Mm-hmm. I love that they figured out that we want one kind of chocolate bar sometimes. Like, they have 30 packs of Reese Cups. The amount of times that I put that in my shopping cart and then said, like, no, Lisa, no, and put it back, like, in the underwear section. You just toss it in, try not to think about it again. Now it's okay. 2 weeks out, I can buy a 30-pack of Reese Cups and keep it in my bedside table. Let's go.
Well, it's true, too, because you buy those mixed packs. Nobody wants the... Coffee Crisp.
Crispy Crunch. Come on. Gives you cavities instantly. No thanks.
Weak chocolate bar. So now, yeah, I like it. You can get pretty specific with your favorite. I've never understood the Coffee Crisp game either. Like, your target is kids.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you putting that in a... Kids don't like coffee. It's the same with that rum ice cream.
Or Tiger Tiger.
Well, no. But Tiger Tiger. Kids like that. Look at it.
Black
Licorice. Look at the colors. Rum? You're making an ice cream that tastes like liquor?
It doesn't taste like liquor.
Oh, well, then they picked the wrong name.
Tastes like happiness.
All right, my verbal diary today, what I've been thinking about Halloween theme was just how excited I am for hosting another party. And specifically, when adult males walk into the house party in their costume. It's just like, I think the most vulnerable an adult male gets. The walls are down.
The walls are down.
Yeah, if they just have that look on their face like...
You like it?
I'm hilarious,
right?
Do I
look good?
Even though they wore that Ninja Turtle costume like 3 years in a row, they're still like, look at me, I'm so silly.
I'm zany. I have a wig on. I'm wearing a wig.
So yeah, I might even set up a camera in the front room just so I can go back and watch guys.
Make a compilation of dudes walking into a costume party.
Yeah, there's an idea if you're having a house party. Set up a camera. All right, there's the verbal diaries for today. I'm legit crying.
That's so good.
All right, Taryn, welcome to the studio. Welcome back to your home. You're from Leduc originally.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am. Born and raised in Leduc.
What brings you to town, other than, like, more specifically than just the Edmonton Women's Show?
I have a Fit and Chic meetup on Friday evening. So all my Fit and Chic babes come and we're going to have a great time. And then I am also going to be on the news tomorrow morning on Global Edmonton. So we're going to be talking about my transformation, my inspirational message, and then, of course, talking about the Edmonton Women Show. And, of course, the Edmonton Women Show is really the main reason why I'm back. So I'm going to be there all day, Saturday and Sunday, at my booth, my Fit and Chic booth, promoting my brand and everything that I have to offer. And then I'm also... a speaker at 12:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that is you're a powerhouse speaker.
Yeah.
You are a contender in the WBFF. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did. Good job.
Even placed in the top 10 worldwide.
That sounds so good when someone else says it.
Yeah, right?
And because it just happened recently, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so proud of myself. But I am, though, because I was a fitness competitor 10 years ago, which was before I had kids. And then about 6 months ago, I just had this itch. I just wanted to have another really big physical goal. Because I was doing some other goals with my business and speaking, and I felt pretty good. I'm like, there's just that one area of my life I just want to really challenge myself. So I did something really scary, and I hired a coach. And my first competition after having my boys was June 10th in Orlando. So happy to share. I got first place,
yeah.
And I got my pro card. And because that happened, they said, well, you have to come to Worlds. So I said, okay. So I just kept going with my diet and my training. And then I placed top 10 at the WBFF Worlds in the Bahamas this past August.
Awesome.
And I share that because I want to inspire other people that there's always another level, that whatever, wherever you are, you can always reach another level. And it's just so important to push yourself, because if you push yourself past your challenges and your fear, that's where the reward is. So that's really why I like to share that, because it's not about me, but it's about inspiring other people.
Well, and it sure looks, I've looked at the website, some of the results that you've managed to get from the followers that you have,
mm-hmm.
the subscribers, is that fair to
say?
The
members.
The members,
perfect.
Is amazing.
The sisters.
Thank you.
And what I like about this is reading about how you were like, I grew up and I didn't really have a lot of strong female influencers or role models. So for you to be able to say, I can become that person for other women, I just find that to be really inspiring and wonderful to see, especially
you.
A local woman. Like, shout out to LaDuke.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I grew up overweight and very insecure. But here's the thing. I always had this vision, this inner desire of exactly who I wanted to be. I wanted to be a fitness role model, a fitness inspiration. I wanted to be a leader. I wanted to have my own business. But I always felt trapped in my body. I didn't have the right habits or the rituals. And I wanted to achieve something, but I didn't know how to get there. So it created a lot of, I was very negative mm-hmm. about myself and had, you know, just took a toll on my self-confidence. Until I saw one photo of myself after I went to Thailand. I came back, I saw this one very unflattering photo, and I said, that's it. No one's coming to give me all the answers. No one's coming to save me. I have to put the work in. No one's going to give me my destiny. And that was the start of my transformation. And so 3 years after looking at that very unflattering photo mm-hmm. and realizing that I have to save myself, that's when I literally became my own hero. So 3 years after that, like I said, I became a fitness competitor and a personal trainer. And I started to pursue all of these goals and dreams that I had for myself.
Right.
Queen!
All right. So people can find you at Taryn Fit and Chic on Instagram. And they can find you at the Edmonton Women's Show this weekend. Do you want to give those times again?
Yeah. So I'm going to be there all day Saturday and Sunday, but definitely try to come and hear me speak. I'd love to share my inspirational message with you.
Taryn Shea. My
girl, girl.
Find her online.
Thank you. And then, of course, TarynShea.net if you don't have Instagram.
Perfect.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian-born, blended worldwide.